Carla's eyelids fluttered open. She saw only blackness, but senses that had been temporarily put on hold stirred to life. Then she heard a rustling noise close by. She remembered the yellow-toothed attacker. Still only half-conscious, she put her arms up and flailed away in the dark, defending herself against an unseen assailant.
"No!"
she called out in fear and defiance. Her thrashing arms struck soft flesh. A big hand with fingers like steel clamped down over her mouth. A light flashed on. Its beam illuminated a disembodied face floating in the darkness. She stopped fighting and smiled.
"Uncle Carl?"
The ends of the thin lips curved up slightly. "Technically speaking, I am your godfather. But yes, it is me, your Uncle Carl. How do you feel?"
"I'll be all right."
She forced herself to sit up, even though the effort made her dizzy. As she ran her tongue across her swollen lips, the memory of the attack came flooding back.
"There were four other scientists. They took them away, and then I heard shots."
A pained look came to the pale eyes. "I'm afraid they were all killed."
"Killed? But why?"
"The men who killed them didn't want witnesses to your murder or abduction. I'm not sure what they had in mind, only that it was no good."
"This doesn't make sense. I just arrived here 2 days ago. I'm a stranger in this country. I'm simply a bone scientist like the others. What reason would anyone have to murder me?"
Schroeder turned his head slightly as if he were listening for something. Then he switched the light off. "They think your grandfather had a secret of great importance. They think he passed it on to you, and they want to make sure no one else learns about it."
"Grandpa?"
Carla almost laughed through her pain. "That's ridiculous. I don't know any secret." "Nonetheless, they think so, and that's what's important." He pressed the flashlight into her palm to restore a measure of control to her damaged psyche. She flashed the light around so that the beam illuminated the black rock ceilings and walls.
"Where are we?"
she said. "In a cave. I carried you here." She reached out in the darkness and grabbed onto his big hand.
"Thank you, Uncle Carl. You're like some guardian angel."
"I promised your grandfather that I would look after you." The last time Carla had seen him was at her grandfather's funeral. He never forgot her birthday and sent her a card with money in it every year until she graduated from college. She didn't know the details of the bond between Schroeder and her family, but she knew from hearing the story many times that when she was born, her grandfather had persuaded her parents to name her after the mysterious uncle.
"I don't know how you found me in this remote spot," Carla said.
"It wasn't hard. The university told me where you were. Getting here was the difficult part. I hired a fishing boat to bring me in. When I didn't see anyone at your camp, I followed your trail. The next time you go off on an expedition, please make it closer. I'm getting too old for this kind of thing." He cocked his ear.
"Hush."
They sat in the silent darkness listening. They heard muffled voices and the scrape of boots against rocks and gravel at the mouth of the cave. Then the darkness was leavened by a yellowish light as the bushes blocking the entrance were moved aside.
"Hey in there!"
a man's voice called in Russian. Schroeder squeezed Carla's hand in a signal to be silent. It was an unnecessary gesture because she was nearly frozen with fear.
"We know you're in there," the voice said. "We can see where someone cut the bushes. It's not polite not to answer when people are talking to you."
Schroeder crawled forward a few yards, where he had a view of the cave's mouth.
"Tell me why you want to kill the girl." "We don't want to kill her. She's worth a lot of money to us." "Then you won't harm her?" "No, no, like I said, she's worth more as a hostage."
Schroeder paused as if he were seriously considering the offer.
"I have lots of money, too. I can give it to you right away, and you won't have to wait. How does $1 million American sound?"
There was a whispered discussion. Then the Russian came back.
My men say it's okay, but they want to see the money first. All right. Come closer to the cave, and I'll throw it out to you.